Hi everyone, I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Dozens of people are dead, some 200 others wounded after a major explosion in the heart of Islamabad. The conflicting reports that a small truck packed with explosives rammed the gates of the Marriott Hotel. The blast caused a natural gas leak that soon had the entire building engulfed in flames. Many of the fatalities appear to be cab drivers who were waiting outside the hotel and security guards. The hotel is a favorite spot for tourists and has been targeted before. The White House was quick to respond, condemning the attack and showing support for Pakistan's newly elected democratic government. Senator Barack Obama also condemned the bombing. He's calling for deep and long-lasting relations between the U.S. and Pakistan. Obama also said now is the time to refocus efforts on al-Qaeda and on securing the American people. John McCain said it was an outrageous act of violence. McCain says today's bombing must serve to deepen the resolve of the U.S. and Pakistan to confront groups seeking their destruction. Critical but stable, that's the word on the two well-known survivors of a deadly overnight jet crash. Travis Barker, the former drummer for the band Blink-182, and popular disc jockey Adam DJ A.M. Goldstein are being treated for extensive burns at an Augusta, Georgia burn center. They are the only survivors of a six-person flight that crashed shortly after takeoff from a Columbia, South Carolina airport Friday night. The FAA says sparks were seen coming from the plane just before it went off the end of the runway and crashed through a fence. Hurricane evacuees who fled the damage of Hurricane Ike in Galveston, Texas, finally have a return date home. City officials say beginning next week, those 45,000 people can return in shifts. Those who live on the city's less damaged east side will be the first to come home. Galveston city manager is telling everyone to think twice before returning, though. That's because there's no power and water and sewage services are spotty. And some dramatic footage out of San Diego. A hydroplane racing boat broke apart after the driver lost control during a practice run. Amazingly enough, the driver walked away with only minor scrapes. The estimates, it was going about 180 miles an hour at the time of the crash. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.